You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good afternoon. Really, really quiet day on the JSC. Okay, there was a few corporate announcements, notably Sasol. They came out with a trading statement. Mondi came out with interim results. And Sappi came out with third quarter results. I'll come to the share prices if they come into the top 5 or 10 towards the end of this bulletin, but let's go straight to the spot prices now, and you'll see how quiet things are, except when you get to commodities, but I'll leave that for a moment. The dollar rand is 16.70. The British pound against the rand is 20.25. Euro rand is 17.07. Euro dollar 102.25, which is about a third of a percent gain in the last 24 hours for the US dollar. British pound against the US dollar is 121.25, which is a 1% fall for the pound against the mighty greenback. Commodities, yeah, gold said, as I said this morning, it's had quite a good week. It's now even better. It's $17.87, which is up $16 an ounce. Platinum is up $26 an ounce to $9.26, and palladium is up $69 an ounce to $2,074. The real interesting one, I think, for economists and investors, and they've really got to take this in, is the price of crude oil. Because crude oil suddenly, I don't know if it's the summer months, I don't know if it's the fact that there's a small increase in production of 100,000 barrels a day, but whatever, there's a combination of factors that mean that Brent crude oil is now $93.97 per barrel, down 2.75%. And don't forget that at one stage this spiked, albeit briefly, to $139 a barrel 3 or 4 months ago, and has been consistently trading in that sort of 110 to 125 area. Suddenly, those days are gone. Will they ever come back? Well, you never know. But I tell you what, West Texas crude in the United States is $88.30 per barrel, which is down 2.6%, and as we speak, Brent crude oil goes to a new low of 93.65, down over 3%. Natural gas down 1.75%. Gasoline prices obviously also down, but down more, 4.5%. So if you're a United States consumer and if you're the US Federal Reserve, you'll see that inflation is coming down, and coming down quite sharply in the States, and so it goes on. Let's have a look now at the S&P 500. It's very boring. Wall Street is open, of course, but I look at the futures. 4,147, down 0.2%. And we've got the US 10-year Treasury yield, which I thought would be a little bit weaker. The yields coming down there is because of the crude oil price, but still, it's under a bit of pressure. It's down about 7 basis points to 2.68%. The South African 10-year, that's quite an impressive move to the downside, and will hopefully get the attention of the South African Reserve Bank. It's 10.22%. And I remember it being well above 11 3-4 weeks ago. 11.12, I think, is my recorded high. So 11.12% to 10.2%. And that means interest rates falling in South Africa. Bitcoin, if you like that thing, 22,910, which is down 1.7%. Let's have a look now at some of the movers on the JSE. On the upside on the JSE today, Montauk Renewables up 12.75%, Kumba Iron Ore, that's a big one, up 3.25%, Sibanye-Stillwater up 3.1%, Karoo up 3.1% as well, and Hammerson 2.6% in the green. On the downside, after their numbers today, Mondi PLC down 5.75%, Northern Platinum down nearly 5%, Sappi after its numbers down 4.1%. I did say this morning that these paper companies are volatile and they can change direction on a ticky, as they say in South Africa. So Sappi and Mondi both heavily in the red today. Tiger Brands down nearly 4%, and Renet is a 3.4% loser on the close. As for the major indices, they close the penultimate day of the trading week looking like this. Very quiet, but here they go anyway. Resources up 0.7%. Industrial shares flat. Financial shares very slightly weaker. The top 40 index closed at 62,327, which is a 0.2% loser. And the overall index, the all-share index of the JSE Securities Exchange, 68,717, which, to be precise, is 0.16% higher on the day. So very, very quiet stuff. And just a quick update on what's happening in the States with the S&P 500. Just a tiny bit of selling coming in suddenly. Down 0.33% for the S&P at 4,142. I'll be back in the morning with the opening. See you then. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.